All right. Okay, so we're going to try to revisit, variations. Okay, so we're going to try to revisit a topic that I took up, we took up periodically, it seems. A question of methodology. And since it's a question of methodology, as opposed to a particular question, I have reservations. Just personally, I have a certain amount of anxiety in giving a shiur like this, because the look. If I give you a svara in Carmelis, is a Carmelis more like a defective Rosh Hashanah Yachid or a incomplete Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? You know what I mean? So that, okay, I have a right to my opinion. I have a right to my way of thinking. But if I'm wrong, I mean, truthfully, if I'm wrong, it's not going to really matter. It's not going to have much of an effect outside of that particular topic. But when you talk about methodology, huh?
It's everything.
When you talk about methodology and I'm wrong, so look, for me, I'm wrong, so I'm stuck. But I wouldn't want to mislead anyone else. I wouldn't want to mislead anyone. So it's like this Gemara says. The Gemara in Sukkah says the machlok is how big the hadas has to be, right? So one amora said has to be an amma. So the Gemara said. Yeah, one second. Where's Omar Rava? Shora le mari le Rabbi Tarfon. Hashta ovo shlosha lo mashkechinan bas chamisha mi boi. So he says, so Rashi says, what does it mean? Shora le mari le Rabbi Tarfon? So Rashi says, it's on the Lama Bez and Bez. Yimcho lo ribono. The Akash Baruch Hu should be mochalim. He has to ask forgiveness for his shita. Why? Because it's very hard to find three tefachim that have avos, that have the meshulash. If you're matriach, he's matriach al Yisrael to go find bigger ones. Well, I mean, what's the pshat though? I mean, now it's a shita. That's what he held. He's not trying to be matriach people. You know, so it's machlokas. He holds whatever. Gemara concludes he didn't really hold that. That was not really what he was saying. But what's the pshat? Why does he need mechil over here? So I think it's a similar idea of it that you have a right to your shita. You know, it's a question. One thing is you can be wrong on a shita. He's saying, but sometimes it can have a very great effect. That you're because his shita would be matriach everybody and cause a big tircha de tzibur and probably make people not even able to get the hadas, they'd have to give it up. So sometimes a mistake needs a mechila if the mistake has a bigger outcome, has a worse effect. Right? He wasn't being malicious. That was a shita, and I'm sure there are a lot of machlokas, and each one thinks the other guy is wrong and a machlokas. But they don't ask for mechila. They don't say he needs mechila every time. But I think he's saying that not all mistakes are equal, right? Not all mistakes are equal. So that's how I feel over here. So I would just say, I'm just going to present my view on this, and nobody should take it as on my word. If it makes sense to you, then I'm happy. I gave you a way to think about it. But that's your. Yeah, it has to make sense to you. Okay. I'm not pushing my view on anybody. It's just that some people were asking me questions on this topic, and it led to this to my thinking more deeply about it, and I wanted to present what I was thinking. Okay. Okay. All right, the general question that we're going to deal with is the fundamental issue is the system. You have two things in Torah, right? On the one hand, you have the philosophical ideas, right? That is the essence of Torah, the concepts. And on the other hand, you have the halachic maisa, right? And the question always is, how much does the philosophy invade the maisa? How much does the philosophy permeate the maisa? How much are you considered to be doing a philosophical type of an action or a halachic type of an action? Or is there a difference between the two? Okay. I think to fully deal with the topic, you can't just deal with mitzvah. You have to deal with isser too. So on both counts, how much is the mingling of maisa and philosophy? Certainly, one has an effect on the other. Okay. I mean, for instance, in truth, you know, you could say the more you, this is where the problem starts, because the more you really are involved in the philosophy, the less significance the act has, right? So, you know, like that leads to a Korach position almost, you know, where the philosophy, if you start saying that the philosophy is the main thing, then it sort of devalues the maisa. But then on the other hand, it comes out that you're saying that there's a maisa that doesn't really have a philosophical nature to it, you know, which seems like what's the purpose of something like that? Okay? Yeah. In other words, if you have if the whole purpose is the idea, so once you have the idea, what's the purpose of doing the maisa? It just becomes like a empty rote thing, right? Okay. Okay. So let's try to maybe approach it. It's obviously a very expansive question, but maybe if we take one feature that I think is, I want to at least be helpful, even if you don't accept my full thesis. I think if I can have, I'd like to try to be helpful at least in one respect, and that is, if we could clarify one particular confusion that exists, and that is the definition of what we mean by a kiyum in mitzvah, right? Kiyum in mitzvah. Because kiyum in mitzvah is one of those terms that I think are difficult to nail down and seem to be used differently. Okay? And through that idea, I think I'm going to try to develop this, the overall concepts that I'm working on.
Differently because they're used both
for
the philosophical and the halakhic?
Yeah, seems so, right?
Like whatever that feeling is from what that institution is.
What's that?
I mean, let's say there's the mice of Pinot
Noir. Right.
And there's a Kiyam movie.
All right, I think the easiest way is, I'm going to try to use instances of the concepts. Not examples. I think there's a difference between an example and an instance, right? Example is like a different area, where it's like a mushel, but these are really is an instance of the thing. Okay. So my thesis is like this. That halachic actions, okay, are true actions. They're true actions in the human realm. Okay, halacha is utilizing normal actions. Okay, we're not creating new kinds of things that don't have sense to people. Okay? So, for instance, like a mystical act, right, would not be, is a new kind of an action. It doesn't exist in the world of, in the regular world of Adam, cause and effect. Okay? It doesn't effectuate anything in what the action is actually doing. It sort of has a other effect. I'm going to try to elaborate on this. So there's no such thing. A mitzvah is not just an empty act. It's not an empty act. Okay. You might be thinking of certain questions that are good questions, but let's leave those alone for a minute. Now, what I'm calling in general, what I would say is like this: is what is the kiyum in general? I'm just going to give you what do we mean by kiyum now? I mean say that the mitzvah is going to define a certain type of an action. That will be your mitzvah, and that action is going to have a certain character to it. I'm going to expand on all of these slowly. Just want to give you a brief synopsis of what I'm trying to get to. And the desired effect of that action is what I consider the kiyum. Okay, so for instance, like your case, so you say that there's a mitzvah of tefillin, let's say, right? So the maisa is a maisa of wrapping, of kshira, tying, of fixing, right? And there, but it's not just wrapping, right? There's an effect of that. There's a desired effect. The effect is to be lovesh, the object. You understand? There's, the maisa is going to be the means, and the kiyum is when have you fulfilled the mitzvah? You fulfilled the mitzvah when the maisa has achieved its desired effect. Okay? The mitzvah is likvoa the mezuzah. Likvoa mezuzah. That's the maisa. The kiyum is now that the kiyum is the effect. You understand? So I'm using the term kiyum in the most strict sense. In the strictest sense. In the strictest sense, the word kiyum simply means what has the act established. What is the kiyum of the maisa? What is the act established? And I'm saying you have to look at the establishment of the act not in terms of being yotzei the mitzvah. Right? You can't say, well, the what did the maisa do? Made me yotzei the mitzvah. You have to analyze the maisa itself and see what is this maisa? What type of a maisa is this? What's the character of this maisa? Is it a maisa of levisha? Oh, well then you're going to be yotzei when you're lavush. The maisa will be putting it on, and the kiyum will be when it's now one of your begadim. Now, these are the simplest types of. This is the simplest example because it's almost impossible to have the mice without the effect.
There's no philosophy yet.
This is maisa mitzvah. It's almost impossible to do a maisa of kvius and not have it kavua, right? But conceptually, it's two separate things. Conceptually, is the maisa, and then I have been mekayim that the mitzvah, the kiyum, is the effect. It's interesting. You do have a case where you do see in a separation of the two.
What's it called?
Yeah. What was that? What? Let me. There are a lot of cases everyone can draw from, but I'm going to try to control the flow here. So I'll pick the cases. I mentioned this. It's a very nice idea. I mentioned a few times to some of the guys that the Hazan and Harei Kedem. I'm going to try to bring some examples from clear, brisker sources. So, at least if you think that what I'm saying is in these sources, you know, it's a raya that I'm, this is part of the brisker derech. Anyhow, so for instance, he has a view like this. I mentioned this a few times, right? It says that on Yom Kippur, the Rambam says that when the Kohen Gadol goes into the mikvah, so the Mishnah says he's olav in the stapik, right? He's olav in the stapik. He gets up and he dries himself off. Okay? So the question is, why does he have to say that he dries himself off? And why is it only by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Right? From the water. He comes out of the mikvah and he dries himself off and he puts on the begadim. Oh, it's in Pei Aleph in the first volume. So he asked, why is it mentioned? And why is it only by Yom Kippurim and not by the Kohen Gadol? And he says, and if you're going to say the Mayim is a Chatzitza, so then what's the difference? It'll dry up in a second. It'll get absorbed right into the Begad. So he wants to say like this, that the Biyom Kippurim bo'inon pshita ulevisha b'kol echad mei esa kiddushin. There's a separate din on Yom Kippur of taking off the clothing and putting on the clothing. The mitzvah is not just that he should be wearing the clothing. That he should be wearing the clothing. Ela de maiso hapshita v'alavisha hu atzmo ha-mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of a maiso levisha. Vim kein nira dim yesh chatzitza be'es maiso ha-levisha chaser b'mitzvahs levisha. So then you'll have a case where you'll do the maiso levisha, but a chatzitza will prevent the maiso from resulting in the kiyam. The kiyam will come after the maiso. As in, ulefi zeh nir de lahachi hadin din estapig nema rak b'kohen gadol b'yom kippurim ki rak shom maisa halavisha hi ha-mitzvah ulechein lo mobil mashi yisnagvu ha-mayim achakach desof sof chosar lo ha-kiyum shel maisa halavisha b'shaito. The kiyum of the maisa levisha will be missing b'shaito. So what's the kiyum of a maisa levisha? That he's lovish b'vigdo. But if his mayim that is a chatzitza, then his maisa of levisha will be incapable of producing the kiyum of levisha. Masha einakein kol hashana kaven de misnagvim a mayim me'aleim achakach arei lebesof nims shu lovish b'vigdekuna. But during the rest of the year, there's no mitzvah of a maisa levisha. It's just the Kohen can't do a vod unless he's lovish big day kahuna. And he says another nafkamina is if he was wearing his clothing from the morning, so on a regular day, he wouldn't have to put them on in the morning if he was wearing them through the night. But by the Kohen Gadol, it's a separate mitzvah of levisha. So you see, even a simple mitzvah like levisha, where you normally think that the maisa and the kiyum are almost inseparable. Chatzitza is a separation, right? So that's the sense I'm using. That's the strictest sense of kiyum. You have to identify what is the maisa he's doing. He's doing a maisa levisha. Yeah.
So it's never that, because sometimes people say.
Yeah. So that's the point. The halach, you have to define the character of the maisa, and you have to look at what the in a real sense. Hey, I don't like to use that word because it's.
It makes sense.
But it means to say in almost a physical sense, in the realm of maisa, it should have a reality.
It should be accomplishing something.
Exactly, it should be accomplishing something. In the realm of the physical realm, in the realm of Maisa. It's not just move this way as an empty Maisa. Okay? I know there are cases that might seem like that. That's the challenge. We have to see if we can cover all the cases. If we have any left off with a big wheel that we haven't fastened to the to the structure at the end, then we're probably pretty much
that's just an ornament.
That's not now. That's not the bell and whistles, no. Okay. Yeah. Now, of course, we're not doing these things for no reason, right? We're not doing these things for no reason. There is an ultimate purpose. There's a greater purpose. This whole thing of halacha is a means for something else, right? And that's what we call the tamei mitzvah. The tamei mitzvah go into the benefits of the mitzvah and why the mitzvah should exist. Okay, so the tam will demand what? The tam, the way the interaction, in my view, between the tam and the halacha is that who's that?
Mike's.
Is that, is it the line?
Yes.
Is that the tam will demand a certain type of maisa that will be roy for the fulfillment, for the accomplishment of that tam.
Whoa, okay. Tam is what now?
Tam is the philosophical ideal. What are we philosophically, what are we trying to achieve? In other words, the way I'm putting it, when you're doing the mitzvah, you're really doing a physical maisa. You're not doing a philosophical idea. You're doing the kiyum of the mitzvah is the accomplishment of the physical act. Let me preface this, by the way. I'm sorry. There are different types of mitzvos, and I'm only dealing with mitzvos of maisa. Okay. There are mitzvos of das. There are mitzvos of perfection of midos. I'm only dealing with mitzvos of maisa. Maisa and dibor, maybe. Okay. But the fulfillment of the maisa mitzvah. And the act and the fulfillment are the maisa itself. Okay. Now the maisa is not an empty maisa. It's a maisa that has a certain character. And different types of activities are roy for expressions of certain types of ideas. I'm being extremely vague, and I understand that. But I'm just trying to. We'll have to go through instances to flesh it out. But what I'm trying to say is that it's just sort of like a laying the groundwork or a hachana for a person to be involved in those ideas. But it itself is not an involvement in those ideas. It itself, halachically, is an involvement in the activities. And the halachic kiyum, the kiyum of the mitzvah, in the true halachic sense, is when you have accomplished the effect of the maisa. Now, of course, there is that's the halacha kiyum. But then there's, of course, the philosophical kiyum. If the person would internalize the lessons that this halacha is here to point you towards.
So two different kinds of kiyum.
Two different kinds of kiyum. Correct. That's what I'm saying. So, for instance, like my father was discussing the Ritva and Shofar. Says no matter what you do, you're not going to having it the cuff of and all of those things, right? The cuff of coin around is different, but there was the aisle, right? Yeah. It's not going to make a better halachikim, a better maisa, right? But if it will help you to achieve what this maisa is here for, that's a different kind of akim.
What's that? I mean, what's the source for that? I mean,
Tom.
You showed me a source for the first kind of akim, with the Hari Academy. So there's an action that has to go to some sort of thing, right? Which demands another action.
I didn't mean to give the impression that if you can't find this somewhere, it's not valid. I'm sorry if I gave you that impression.
I just want to know where your das starts and where comes that where it came out of the
That's a very personal question.
Okay.
I think it's just a davar pashut that there's tamei mitzvah, and we're only doing it as a means to perfection. You're only doing it as a means to perfection. So, but there's a halachic system. There's a halachic system. So you have to fulfill the halacha, right? And then if you also can achieve what the halacha is, what the objective of the halacha itself is, that's a, I wouldn't call that a halachakiyam. Maybe you wouldn't call it a halachakiyam, but it's more important than halachakiyam. It's more important than halachakiyam, right? Shouldn't get the idea that the halacha is the most important thing, right? Because it's a means. I think it's a davar pashut. Everybody knows that. Right? As a matter of fact, right? I think some rishonim say that that the first mitzvah is not yediyas Hashem, because it's too basic, right? So you see, there certainly are things that have extreme value that could be apart from the halachic system. Okay.
Well, it's also if you follow what in by shofar.
Right. Correct. So the Tom really will demand and determine a maisa that's roy for the expression of that Tom. But it's not the fulfillment of the Tom itself. Okay. Okay. So sometimes it's easy to, yeah. So sometimes, like I said, sometimes by mitzvahs it's obvious in the relationship between the ma'aseh and the kiyum, but sometimes it's very hard to define. Sometimes it's very hard to define. I mean the yeah, halacha. I'm sticking with halacha in this shiur mainly. Now 1 second. The desire. So I say it's like this that. The goal in terms of defining halacha is to find the character of the action. Character of the action is really intimately tied to its desired effect. And what I'd like to do next is explore in general, forget about halacha, explore in general the way we look at maisa and how we give character to action. Okay. Yeah.
Is that when you say the character of the action? Is that the same as what you said before? Like the halacha is true action. Like,
yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, just to go over one more time. Take mezuzah, right? So everybody knows what's the essence of mezuzah. What's the essence of mezuzah? That when you're yotzei v'nichnas and you're bias. You'll see the mezuzah, and you'll be mazkir the proper ideas, and your whole all of your yitzios and all of your activities will be affected by that, right? But the maisa and the halachic kiyum is being koveya the mezuzah in a makom where that result is right to occur, mm-hmm. Right? Now, of course, if a person would. See, I don't want to denigrate. You know what I mean? There's a danger in both of these things. You know what I mean? There's the danger of taking the philosophy and saying, "Well, what's the point? I'll just remember it every time. I'll just write on the wall, remember, right?" And then, but then there's also the danger of saying that that the halacha is the thing itself. And then you say, "Okay, the kiyum is to be kovei the mezuzah, and I was kovei the mezuzah. Now I have a free pass to walk in and out of my house, right?" Truth of the matter is, that's probably what leads to a lot of these beliefs about mezuzah. Because they want to feel that there's a greater kiyum than just having it on your wall, but they don't really want it to affect their life too seriously.
You can miss it every time you remember it.
You know what I mean? So they find some way to give it a value that doesn't really alter their... Right. But anyway, so that's an example of where the there's a concept, there's a tom that when you leave your house, you're going to do outside activities, inside activities. You know, I don't have to dilate on the philosophy. There's a lot of Torah about it already. But then there's a question of halachically, the tom will be koveya halachic maisa that is roy for a person who's sensible to be able to. Take advantage of it and make it real to him.
Yeah.
Correct. It's the kiyum of the mezuzah only in the sense that it is in turn what the mezuzah, the mitzvah of mezuzah is for. the kiyum of the mitzvah, right? Not the kiyum of the halachic performance. You didn't do a better kfiyas mezuzah because you think about it more often, right? But you relate to the mitzvah itself in the true sense.
So you relate to the kiyum better.
Right. No. Okay. I mean, in case this sounds strange, you have to realize the value of this kind of a system, and that is that the halacha will last for generations throughout droughts of philosophy. You know what I mean? If the halacha and the philosophy are too closely entangled, then there are many times where philosophy is lost, when people are not able to be osek in it properly, and then the whole system will be gone. There has to be some physical, ironclad system of maisa that exists throughout, and that a person, even after a long drought, could come to and look at and derive the proper ideas from. Otherwise, it would just be hand-down ideas. That never works. That never works. Just handing down ideas. I mean, that doesn't last. So, you say it's strange that the whole thing is ideas. How can we have this whole technical system of MISO that's not ideas itself? But that itself is a tremendous benefit to that. To safekeeping of the ideas that they could bring to mind if they're properly contemplated. Yeah. So let's take a detour now and just forget about everything we're doing here and just go into, since I'm saying that halacha is a system of action. And it's common action, it's human action. Seems we could just think about human action in general and how they have their... And the goal of halacha is to find the character of the action that you have to perform. Then we should maybe think about what we mean by the character of an action in general. Okay? Yeah. So, we're only going to deal with human action. We're only going to deal with human action. Like Saji Gon has in the beginning. Remember that? He says, you want to learn about something, so you got to hear the statements about it. Statements are sounds. But you don't listen to the howling of the wind. You don't listen to the braying of the donkeys. You got to find human sounds. So we're just going to limit ourselves to human action. Okay? Yeah. So I think in action, the first thing you have to identify is you have to define the physical act. Okay, you have to define the physical act. So let's take, for instance, cutting a branch off a tree. Okay? So there's a physical action, and that is severing the limb from the trunk. And maybe you can pick it apart and say it's something smaller first. But let's... I think it's sufficient to say that the... The physical, that is always accompanies this action, that the limb is severed from the trunk. Okay? That's the physical act, to sever the limb. Cutting. Okay. But then the question is, what's the object? What's the object that you're really working on?
The tree of the branch.
Or like David said, Rindy said, I think it's a good way to look at it. Where's the tikkun? In other words, you're altering something here. You're altering something. So what are you improving? Another way to look at what are you acting on. Okay? It's a maisa of severing the limb from the trunk, but what are you really acting on? So we all know, right, in Shabbos, you doing that now? So you have instance of Zomer is cutting off a branch, to improve the growth of the tree, right? So that means to say that there's a product in the tree itself. Severing the limb is really acting on the tree. And there's a tikkun in the tree. So so we define I would call the cutting, the severing is the action. But dependent upon the objective and the tikkun and the object, all those things are fairly synonymous. That's what I would call the act. That's how we define the activity, right? There's the action, and there's the activity. Okay, or what I'm calling the character of the action. I think so. So if I cut it for the tree, then I am a zomer. But if I cut it for the branch, then I'm a kotzer. Okay, then I'm a kotzer. If the product is the branch, then it partakes of the activity of harvesting. Okay? Yeah. And if I do it for no reason, then I'm a kalkel. Exactly. Then it's a kilkel. Right? Or maybe you'll say to destroy the... to create no tikkun, or to create an imperfection. Right? Then I'm a makalkel. Right, so when the action is directed towards tikkun, fixing, improving, you have to look at which object is it improving. And that's how we'll define your activity. And when it's directed towards, well, I'm not sure if you say no object, but probably destruction, right, no tikkun, the opposite of tikkun, then it's a kilkel. Okay, I mean, Shabbos is, I was telling somebody, Shabbos is a good study. Shabbos is a good, I think it's a very good thing to study because it really forces you to break apart the action and the activity and the, you know, and how they relate. Now you could, that's in terms of Isser. Right, in terms of Isser. But in terms of positive halacha, in terms of mitzvah, you'd have to find the mitzvah would be to produce something. The ma'aseh would be producing something, either producing an entity of tiltul, an entity of use, like it's kotzer, or producing a something in the tree. This is a rough example. You don't have mitzvahs like that exactly. But on the and if you did it for nothing, with lamed, for instance, what would you call that, Yaakov? What would you call that? Misasek. It would seem so. I'm a little bit hesitant right now, but it would seem so that if you did the action with no activity, I think that's an idea of misasek. Misasek means you just there's no yeah you just busy. There's no character to the action. There's no character.
What about a mitzvah of destruction?
That's a tikkun.
Where's the tikkun if you're destroying the thing?
In the removal of that thing.
For everything else is fixed?
Because right. Tikkun means, over there, means that the thing is, its existence itself is an imperfection.
Take your nidachas, right? You improve the whole country because this area
is that's what I'm asking. Is it improving the rest of the country in the example, or is it what is it when you remove the ear nidachas?
You're asking in what realm is it an imperfection?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
So wouldn't you just expand the framework whenever you have a journey and just water?
I'm not saying. See, it's not. I don't take that really as a question. Is it a question I want to say? Because it's not a human thing.
No, that one's a kasha.
Oh, no, the fact that it has a halachic shame that is in the Klal Yisrael. The fact that we're dealing with halachic shame in Klal Yisrael, that might not be a common shame in humanity, doesn't take it away from the fact that it's a human action. You know what I'm saying? We just might have different, all societies, humans do have these conceptual objects, and they do treat them like real objects. So the fact that we have a particular one doesn't make it not a normal maisa.
That's what
David's question. By the way, right? I think that didn't we say that by Kol Nisrafim is the offer is mutter.
What?
The offer on his mutter.
Yeah.
Right. So because there it's the shame that can't exist. The shame of the existence of the shame is a violation. So as if it's nikbarin, so the substance is usher. So even though the substance rots, it's still a substance. Right? But by the nisrafin, it's not the substance is usher, it's the shame that's the problem. So when you dispose of the, when you're mekayim the mitzvah, that's the kiyum of removing the shame. When you remove the shame through the mitzvah, then the offer is mutter. Whereas the nikbarin is not to remove the shame, it's just a mikshol. Like, you don't want to have things that are asa v'anah around. So it's just nikbarin. But there's nothing wrong. Basar b'chalav is not a shame that offends the conscience of Klal Yisrael. Let me see if this helps. Now, one second. Now, one thing over here. This is a dangerous point. This is a dangerous point. Because I think it gives the impression that it's up to your das. Yeah. So that's Tosu's question over there. Tosu says in Shabbos, says, so why don't you say every time a person is Zomer, he's over Kotzer as a Malacha Shein Shvich L'Gufa. Right? In other words, if a person, it would seem that if a person would be zomer vitzarach le'etzim, let's say he just wanted the etzim, it seems he'd be over as a, that would be an instance of zomer as a malacha shein shvich l'gufa. Right? But you don't say when a person is just a zomer, he's always a kotzer as a malacha shein shvich l'gufa. Malacha shein shvich l'gufa is where you take the activity and you do it for a different reason. So it does seem to say that we have to make recourse to human norms. Okay? And if you have a fruit on a tree, in terms of human maisa, that fruit is defined as a cheftza of use. Okay? And therefore the action of cutting itself will have an intrinsic objective. Will have a natural objective, I should say. We'll have a natural objective. And if you do that for another reason, you're considered to be changing the natural objective. Okay, it's almost like naturally, since one object has more value than the other, the action of the cutting is deemed to be to have the tikkun in the more valuable thing. Right? At least on Shabbos. So otherwise the Malacha Shein Shvich L'Gufa. One second. So if I would translate it into halacha, let's say I would make a mitzvah out of it. So I would say like this. Let's say I would turn kotzer into a mitzvah. So I'd say like this. I'd say there's some reason why we need the wood. Let's take the wood for example. Right, there's an objective in having the wood. That's like the tamei mitzvah. There's an objective in having the wood, and therefore there'll be a maisa of making the wood a product. You understand? But the kiyum of the mitzvah would be a maisa. The character of that maisa we'd have to define now. What's the character of the maisa of the mitzvah of kotzer? Would there be such a mitzvah like that? The character would be not cutting. Cutting is the action. The character would be a cutting that produces, that takes the wood and acts upon it as a cheftza. and produces it as its own, as a chefza. Now that would not satisfy my need for wood. That would not satisfy what the wood is used for. If I want the wood, if I'm making laws, and I tell my servant to produce firewood, that's because I need the warmth, right? Now his kiyam mitzvah would be in producing that chefza, but that itself would not satisfy. It would make me warm. That itself would not make me warm. I'll only be warm if I take the object that the mitzvah produced and utilize it properly. You understand? But the tamei mitzvah does not itself find a satisfaction in the maisa and kiyam mitzvah. You understand? The tamei mitzvah in this mashal, right? In this example, the tamei mitzvah would be warmth by the fire. I'm therefore not going to send my crew out just to decimate forests. That wouldn't help me, right? But to produce entities of firewood. Now, how do I put that into a concrete thing? I have to give them a character. I say harvest wood. That's the maisa that they have to do. So the action will be the cutting. The kiyam will be the production of the chefza. That's the end of the maisa and the kiyam. But then the tam will only be satisfied when I use that entity that I produce properly. But all the firewood in the world is not going to make me warm unless I use it right. Right? And unless I do the proper activity of harvesting the wood, I'm not going to get the firewood. You understand? So it's a two-step process. Now, in a sense, you could look at a lot of mitzvahs like that. Right? Like take sukkah and lulav. Lulav is difficult, but let's take sukkah for a minute. So you'll say, What's the maisa? The maisa is, like the Rambam says, bringing things in, eating there, sleeping there. But what is the kiyam? The kiyam is that the sukkah should be a dira. It should be a dira. You understand? That's what I'm fulfilling. That's what I'm creating. That's my object and my objective. The sukkah is my object, and my objective is to produce it as a thing of dira, not just an empty act of sitting in the sukkah. Right? Now, why do I want to have the sukkah as a dira? L'man yedid or seichem. Okay, why do I want to do that? A lot of reasons. Okay. But you can have a lot of mices that will account, that will,
it's all the same activity.
Right, all the same activity. Correct. So, and now what about lulav? What about lulav? That seems like an empty act. Pick it up. But I would say, ulakachtem lochem is the mitzvah, right? We discussed it once. That it's not a lakicha of utility. You're not taking, normally you take something to use it for something else. Here it's a unique kind of a lakicha. It's a lakicha for the object to create this entity as an object of interest. The lakicha is the kiyam of the lakicha is that the lulav should now exist as an object of interest. Why should it be an object of interest? Because there are a lot of things to think about. Right, but that's the objective. When I pick up an axe, it's for the firewood. It's not for the axe, right? But over here, it has no. It term. There's no other purpose in it. It's not a tool. So the activity is to create the chefza. To qualify the object as an object of interest to me, an object of inquiry, an object of contemplation.
Is that
And if it's lying on the table, it doesn't have that. It has to be, huh?
I'll give you an example of that. If it's taking a diamond, they pick it up to inspect it. But what you're doing is you're now rendering this thing something that you're...
See, that's why I would say, this is an idea that we discussed a long time ago, you might remember. But the question is, why does the Rambam start out in Sukkah and Lulav with the Sukkah and the Lulav? Right, as opposed to saying the mitzvah, the Maisa mitzvah. Just starts out with what a lulav is, what a sukkah is. Mm-hmm. So I think we want to say one time that when the mitzvah is really the kiyum of the chefza, the Rambam starts out with the chefza. Okay? So there's really, in the mitzvah of sukkah and lulav, the objective is to create dira and to create an entity of contemplation, and to turn the lulav into an entity of contemplation. It's not a Maisa. Not like Dibur, Kriya Shema. The Maisa, when the Heftza is the... When the Maisa is done to produce a certain quality in the Heftza, a certain kind of a Heftza, like Rama's Tzit, all of those mitzvahs, Tfilin and Sefer Torah, just starts out with them. And then he talks about the later, the mitzvah. Because the Iker is the Heftza. The Maisa is going to be ways of bringing out the quality in the chefza properly.
You know, like halachically,
halachically, that's the activity. Halachically, the activity is create a sukkah. Is sukkah.
But it's to wear the tefillin.
No, I don't know if it's to wear the tefillin. I think that the kiyum is that the tefillin should be a malbush. You could think about these things. I'm not going to go any which, but I'm saying that. It is a question. Maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. Sometimes the Rambam starts out mitzvah saseh, etc., and sometimes it just starts out with a sukkah and a lulav. You say, well, and then much later on, it tells you it's a mitzvah.
So,
we don't call it cutting anymore. Let me clarify. We don't call it, I'm saying that's what you call the action. That's what I mean by the character of the action. It's a qualified action. We don't call it cutting anymore. We call it harvesting. Yeah.
But,
and that doesn't mean that there might be other ways to harvest too, but we call this action harvesting. And the Torah can demand harvesting in a particular way. Yeah.
Inheritance.
Right.
Through the activity.
Right. So in other words, when you look at the mitzvah, the chiyuv is a certain type of an action, right? And the kiyum is going to help to define what the character of the action is. In other words, what's the objective is going to define what the character of the action is. If the objective is wood, then the action is harvesting. If the objective is to create the lulav into a certain prominence, then the netilah is going to have a different type of a character. But the mitzvah is not the kiyum. The mitzvah is a certain type of a maisa.
So by shofar, for example.
Shofar.